we need to be really intentional on making sure that we promote our students. Anytime we have a board meeting or anything where we have them come in or do a presentation, we want to push that out because that's what we're in the business for. And parents need to see that we're in the business of educating kids.
You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. This is our district talk segment where we interview district leaders to learn how they're keeping students safe on social media so those students can someday shine online. Now, let's get back to the interview.
Hello, I'm Roland Hernandez. I'm superintendent of schools for the Corpus Christi Independent School District, which is located the southern side of Texas on the coast. We have 34,000 students with 57 schools serving students in pre-K age 3 through grade 12.
I'm Ty Ingram, superintendent of Pickaway County Educational Service Center in Circle, Ohio. That's just south of Columbus. We have about 10,000 students across four school districts.
My name is Rick Searcy. I'm the elected superintendent of the Putnam County School District in Florida, located in the northeast corner of Florida, about 50 miles south of Jacksonville. We have 10,000 students and 13 schools.
My first question for you is, how has the prevalence of technology in the classroom impacted student learning and engagement?
Well, you know, it's definitely a different day from when we were in school with students. And the fact that technology is so available and in an abundance for our students is pretty quite amazing. Especially at CCISD, we really try very hard to have the most updated current technology for our students. But the fact that there are resources there with technology in school and outside of school, being able to access the technology for assignments in the different classrooms. And I think it's just a different day-to-day of what we're doing so fast and so much with the new technology.
It's impacted immensely. I always say that I graduated high school in 1970, so that's a long time ago. But it's much easier to be a kid then than a kid now. I have grandsons in Minneapolis. I have a granddaughter who goes to a nearby high school and out of our county, but in Franklin County near Columbus. And they talk to me about the things that they are encountering. And it's much more intense, much more stressful. Not only do they have the social media aspects that they have to deal with, my granddaughter just went through something with a former soccer teammate member. But you know the drugs that they have to encounter and the way that they have to talk about them on social media, or the way they do talk about them on social media is crazy.
The one-to-one deployment of devices in our schools has actually enabled us to rapidly engage our students in programs such as iReady, Alex, MyOn, and we actually use Paper as an online tutoring service. And because of the 24/7 access of programs like these, students are able to extend their learning after the school day ends. And we try to ensure that the purpose of the technology we deploy is to increase student learning and engagement, and that teachers are properly trained so they can make the best use of technology also. And we've learned that with insufficient staff training, we do not see the intended results in the classroom. So we have to make sure that when we provide teachers technology, you know, a large portion of that. And again, I was a principal. We have to make sure they are brought up to speed on how to effectively use it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of money and time.
The next question I have for you is, how can school districts deal with social media issues that originate on social media apps, but then might create a problem on campus?
Yes, and that is something that is definitely occurring quite a bit right now with social media. While they do have some positive uses for districts of any size and students and classrooms, unfortunately, there are also some negatives that we have to deal with as superintendents. So the most important thing there is being proactive with the social media. It's something that has to be monitored at all times in the schools and even at home. So we really try very hard as a district to keep our parents educated and reminded of what they need to do with their students, first as their own children, and then as responsible students. We do have some pretty good guidelines in place that we have students sign off on at the beginning of every year as far as what's acceptable and not acceptable. And so It's just a matter of being proactive and making sure that they adhere to the guidelines.
Well, one of the things we've done is we have a strategic plan. It's just 2 years old. We refreshed it 2 years ago. Our first two goals were to a communication and resource acquisition. And a year ago, just at this time, we added a third goal we call mental wellness. You could call it social emotional learning. You could call it well-being. You could call it anything you want to. But we have a connection with the Cook Center for Human Connections. It's in Pleasant Grove, Utah, which is between Provo, north of Provo, and south of Salt Lake City. And I was out there for a well-being summit that they had in October. And while there, I made a lot of contacts. We have a program done monthly. In fact, we just did it last night through Cook Center. And it's a monthly program that our social worker, she coordinates, she facilitates, she chooses the topics. Last night was about school avoidance. But the very first one we have is about social media and the phones. You know, everybody has a phone in their pocket now. And, you know, that's the way a lot of harm can be done. There's a lot of good things can be done too. So we invite parents, we invite grandparents, we invite neighbors, anybody in the county who's associated with us can join us. And they don't have to watch it while it's happening. If they sign up for it, we make that known several times throughout the month, and, you know, a couple of times, you know, the week of and even the day of, they can get the recording of it. But look up parentguidance.org. They have tons of free materials. I mean, tons. They're all free. They're high quality. You can use them asynchronous. You can start something, stop it. If you don't have time to complete it, pick it up from where you left off. And I've just been amazed at all the ways that we've been able to work through it. Another person I met, and I know, you know, we want to keep this as brief as possible, but I need to share this. There's a guy named Terry Thorne. He was CEO of the company that made the Rugrats, that made Homer Simpson, that made the Wild Thornberries. I always want to say Thornbergs because that's my wife's college roommate. But Wild Thornberries, he has a program that's funded now through the Cook Center. It's called the MyLifeIsWorthLiving.org. So look that up. And it deals with more intense kinds of needs, such as suicide ideation, gender identification. So we talk about those, and I promote them every time I'm in an audience with anybody.
Well, first of all, I think we have to educate our students and our staff and make sure that they are aware of what apps are out there that could compromise them, especially security-wise. And, you know, one thing we have in our school district, which I'm sure most school districts do, is we have a filtering system, you know, on our Wi-Fi. Now, there are other ways. I've talked to some people in the schools, and they are dealing with students that are actually going around our system. And I've heard of something today I've never heard of before, and that is a Wi-Fi box, which kids are now bringing to school and can actually use that to get around our filtering system. So that is a concern, you know, and we educate parents and teachers, but still that's an ongoing battle. Kids can still, you know, access these apps and these websites that, even though we try not to, that is an ongoing battle.
Can you provide some examples of how your students have used social media in a positive and productive way that have benefited themselves or their community?
Absolutely. We're very big on promoting our school system, our schools, our leaders at the campus, principals, assistant principals, or any sponsors of different teams or clubs. We really encourage them to spread the good word and successes that they're experiencing at their campuses. So I as well am very active on Twitter for social media. We have Facebook for all of our districts and campuses. Some examples that we've seen is being able to walk through different schools as visits and seeing what students are doing. We saw a history class that was using Instagram to create Instagram accounts for historical figures. We promote, again, the way to get students involved is to, on social media, announce when tryouts are, celebrating the successes of teams, whatever sport it might be, boys or girls, and regardless of level as well, elementary, middle school, and high school. We feel it's been a great marketing approach to share what CCIC is all about and educating the parents and the community as to how they can learn more about CCISD and registering their students.
One of the things we have is called Pickleway Works, and it's an acronym for World of Rural Knowledge and Skills. And in that, we have a couple of things. We have, for middle school kids, it's a financial literacy piece called Real Money, Real World. So we've talked about how they can use their social media, how they can get different apps to help them with their finances. Then for the seniors who are about to graduate, we have what they call a senior boot camp, or it's called a mock interview. It's different places called different things, but it's a mock interview where community members come in and we talk to them about ways that they can improve their interview skills. And also, there are different apps that they make available to us to share with the students at that time about resume writing, about, you know, tips for interviews, and how to promote themselves in a positive manner.
That's a great question, Josh. And, you know, several of our schools use student video testimony through like Facebook and Instagram to promote specific programs at the schools. And these campaigns actually feature student voice and positively promote our schools. So, you know, I actually have in the district here, I have a communications department or a community relations department. And we strategically and intentionally use social media, you know, to promote our school. And I just got back from a conference this past weekend, and we talked about how important it is to really provide. It's kind of like a, you know, a bank transaction. The more positivity or more deposits we can make as far as our media, our technology, sometimes when we get some negative, it tends to outweigh that. So we need to be really intentional on making sure that we promote our students. Anytime we have a board meeting or anything where we have them come in or do a presentation, we want to push that out because that's what we're in the business for. And parents need to see that we're in the business of educating kids.
Thanks for listening to our SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. This was our District Talk segment where we interview school district leaders to learn how they're keeping students safe on social media so those students can someday launch into their future by shining online. This episode was brought to you by our SmartSocial.com VIP program. It's called the Very Informed Parent Program, which helps you engage your students with teen-led video lessons. Stay one step ahead with our premium parent newsletter and discover hidden features on trending apps on teens' phones and our 54 plus live parent and student friendly events every single year. You can click on the link below to chat with one of our team members if you want a free pass to our VIP program to support your community with our smartsocial.com resources. And if you're a district leader who has a success story, we would love to feature you on a future episode. You can click the links below to reach out. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Have a great day.